Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, indeed, it is the day after. If you're a Super Bowl fan, I suppose even if you're not a Super Bowl fan, it's still the day after. Boy, that was a weird game.
It was a fun game, though.
Well, you think it was fun because you won. I thought, I mean, even I wouldn't have passed. I mean, and I throw like a girl, even though I know that after the Super Bowl commercials,
they should have given the ball to
Lynch
there down there.
That was a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, plus he had two more downs if he wanted to toss and sort of throw caution to the winds because it was all or nothing, but not on the, you know.
Well, and that was the explanation that Pete Carroll gave after the game was that, well, we threw because, you know, the plan
everybody
was
didn't
to throw,
expect it.
Yeah, the plan was to throw on second down, and then, you know, we were going to run on third down or fourth down if we needed to. And
so. Well, they should have done it the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially with a half a yard to go. Oh, well. It was certainly one of the more exciting Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you always want them to, you know, be close and tightly contested and have exciting finishes. And
have people watching to the last possible second as opposed to a blowout and nobody watches past the half.
Yeah, I mean, last year's game was, you know, of course, Seattle was in the game last year and they beat Denver. But, it was over after the first quarter. I mean, it was not a very exciting game at all.
Well, so I owe $5 and like three glasses of Prosecco, so I have to take care of my bets. I thought we'd talk a little, if we want to talk about Super Bowl, that's fine. Do you want to talk about the ads? I thought the first half of the game was really boring, to be quite honest, until just before halftime.
Mm-hmm.
It basically looked like the Patriots were just going to run over Seattle, and it was going to be, you know, just not a very interesting game. And I thought the commercials weren't very interesting either this year.
Yeah.
There are a couple. We can talk about that in a minute. But the big news of the day is Punxsutawney Phil actually did see his shadow, even though it was hard to imagine since it's overcast and scattered in Pennsylvania and raining. But he did see his shadow, so that means six more weeks of winter.
Oh, Joe. Yeah,
and everybody, I told you, I got a Groundhog Day card last week from my banker who said that Punxsutawney Phil was so embarrassed about last winter that he was going to be a rabbit this year. He wasn't going to do it. And last year was a particularly difficult winter. So everybody thought, okay, well, it's Punxsutawney Phil's fault, which is good. In 2 years ago, he forecast an early spring, which was an awful winter. We got snow and cold into March. And apparently the prosecuting attorney in Butler County, Ohio, went to so far as to seek the death penalty for Phil for misrepresentation of early spring before a Pennsylvania law firm came to Phil's defense claiming the Ohio attorney had no jurisdiction to prosecute the groundhog. I suppose because it's in Pennsylvania. Well, so the forecast says this winter will be remembered for duration rather than intensity. I don't know. It's been pretty intense. It turns out temperatures have been running close to slightly above average. Did you know that? It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Although I did notice Denver's going to be in the 60s this week. So maybe if you sort of, you know, it's like everything's switched that we used to have. New York used to have relatively benign winters, and now they've gotten awful. And Denver used to have pretty awful winters, and now they've gotten benign, which, of course, is wreaking havoc on the ski industry.
Yeah.
So there we go. So it looks like six more weeks of winter, which certainly is not much of a surprise. They said that that Phil's got an 80% accuracy rate, which is certainly better than any of the weather forecasters we know about.
Hmm. Yeah.
So there we go. 80% is not bad. Other states have other rodents. Atlanta has General Bo Lee. Ontario, has Wharton Willie. Raleigh, North Carolina has Sir Walter Wally. I can't believe New York has Staten Island Chuck. And Birmingham has Birmingham Bill. And in D.C., Potomac Phil, a stuffed groundhog, which seems completely appropriate, made his forecast at 7:30 in DuPont Circle.
What was his name? Potomac Phil?
Potomac Phil. He's stuffed. Which, you know, seems appropriate for Washington, D.C., don't you think? I know, that's kind of rude, but nevertheless. They've been recording predictions since 1887. He's seen his shadow 102 times, which includes this year, and has not seen it on 17 occasions, and there are 9 missing years. He probably got frozen. They said a correct forecast 100% of the time, but they said no. He's only 80%. But 80% is better than...
8 out of 10.
I told you, I had a thing when I first started in on the air in Boston. I gave out the time and the weather because it was a local program. There wasn't satellite technology then. And so I had said that, you know, it was going to be a light scattering, and somebody knocked on my door at like 7 o'clock in the morning, and there was like 3 feet of snow or something, and they said, "This is light scattering." And I said, "It wasn't me, it was them." So then after that, they said, "No, you gave the forecast, it's you." So after that, I would give a forecast that I thought was appropriate. And I basically disagreed about, over 3 years, I disagreed, I think, about a couple dozen times, like 24, 25 times. And one of them was just on Christmas Eve. I said I thought we were going to get snow. I didn't think we were going to get snow. I just thought it was a better forecast. And I was right. Like, when I disagreed, I didn't always disagree, but of the 25 times I disagreed, and I took sort of half credit for Christmas Eve, I was right 24 of the 25 times. So the weather people in New York got together and gave me an award for me to keep my mouth shut. So, because I was more, I mean, basically, I can tell when it's going to snow. I get like a 2-year-old. So I was good at forecasting snow. Or not, and if they said it was going to snow, and I said with this big one in New York, I said, it's not going to happen. I mean, we may get some snow, but, you know, snow of the century. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, that you and I talked about it, that weather forecasts have become kind of weather porn. This one's going to wipe us out, and this has never been seen before. Mm-hmm. It's when they say scattering, you know, then you should worry. When they predict a huge horrible one, you're probably okay.
Yep.
At least that's what I believe. All right, so... Super Bowl ads. I mean, I was kind of disappointed in them. I liked the Mindy one who disappeared and then tried to kiss Matt Damon. Matt Damon seems to be in every place these days.
You think so?
You notice that he's... You know, did you see that one where she was invisible? She's trying to hail a cab and no one will pick her up, and so she decides she's invisible.
Okay, I think I might have missed that one.
Because she was invisible. I thought it was one of the... My daughter said, see, the NFL is trying to make up to women because they have all these pro-women ads, of the Mindy ad of not being invisible and throw like a girl, and mm-hmm. These, you know. And I said, the NFL has nothing to do with the ads. That's... NBC could okay the ads and the ad agencies, but the NFL only does the public service announcements for the NFL.
Yeah.
So, my daughter is a lovely woman, but not as media savvy as her mother, since she doesn't work in the media. So did you have any ads that you really loved or hated?
I thought the McDonald's one was pretty solid.
Well, I thought, but it took 2 ads for you to figure out what was going on. I mean, you knew something was going on, but it wasn't clear. So my guess is that hopefully somebody's tracking this, that more people will go to McDonald's in the next 2 weeks than have ever gone before, because everybody figures they'll get a free meal or free something.
Exactly.
I'd love to know the criteria of how they do it.
Yeah, it's an interesting...
I'm sure they're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
You know, if it's every fourth person or every time a family comes in or it's at the discretion. If it were me, I'd give it to everybody. I mean, I'm not very good at sort of differentiating. I say, okay, if we're going to do this, give it to everybody. And, of course, I'd get fired after my 30th person. But but it's a cool idea. Spread the love.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, plus, you know, if you went into McDonald's, would you order a lot hoping that you're going to get it for free? You would, wouldn't you?
I think
you might, because
you have, give it a shot now. I mean,
yeah, you have my extra $5 to spend, which, you know, you can. All right, 855-993-7569. You want to talk about the Super Bowl or the weather, Punxsutawney Phil, Staten Island Sammy, Stewart, whoever it is, or more importantly, whatever's on your mind, your internal weather. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, in addition to being the day after Super Bowl 49, 50 should be kind of a big deal. And we had Katy Perry on her little, I thought that was an extraordinary show, the halftime show.
It was just pretty cool.
It was so over the top in some ways, and how they changed. I mean, they're basically on a football field. Not basically, they're on a football field. And how they did all those changes and the kind of monster thing that she rides in on and then flying through the air. I mean, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, the music, either you love Katy Perry, you don't. Although she's just so likable, I think, that you sort of like her. But I just thought it was an extraordinary kind of thing. And it turns out that no babies were born during the halftime that we know about. It was during the halftime show. I still thought that was a very good idea. Apparently, she's not due for 2 more weeks. I mean, come on, folks.
Yeah.
Although first babies tend to be, everybody clusters around the full moon, which I think is day after tomorrow, so we'll see. Mm-hmm. All right, we mentioned Groundhog Day, started in 1887.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 9 missing years that nobody really knows about. I think Punxsutawney Phil probably just got embarrassed, or maybe it's the stuffed one in D.C. Today, believe it or not, in 1653, New Amsterdam, which we now know as New York, was incorporated. So happy birthday, New York.
How about that?
Yeah, on Groundhog Day. Seems somehow weird. In 1848, the Mexican-American War, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was signed. I actually have a friend whose name is Hidalgo.
Okay.
I have to ask him about that. I don't think he had anything to do with the Mexican-American War. He's too young. And the California Gold Rush started. Now, I had heard that the Gold Rush only lasted for a couple of months.
But I thought it was for a few years, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, if you look it up, it says a few years. So maybe it depends on where. Maybe it was the Alaskan Gold Rush only lasted for a short period of time. The first gold was actually found in 1848. And the first ship with Chinese immigrants arrived in San Francisco. So I don't think we think of the Gold Rush as necessarily having international implications, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
People from all over the world came, and they're saying that literally billions of dollars were taken out of the ground. But most of it was done by about 1848. Maybe that's the whole thing, is that the majority of the gold that was accessible, or easily accessible, I guess, was out by 1849, hence the term 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Major League Baseball, the National League of Professional Baseball Clubs, was formed on this day in 1876. So,
and it was just a few days ago was the anniversary of the American League being formed,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they sort of got their act together, apparently American, then national. Grand Central Terminal opened in 1913 in New York City, which seems appropriate on the day that New Amsterdam was incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? Charlie Chaplin's first appearance in Making a Living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that seems to me somewhat less important. But what the Idi Amin began being the leader of Uganda in mm-hmm. 1971. It's a little scary.
Yeah.
This was Bloody Sunday in 1972. The British Embassy in Dublin was destroyed on Bloody Sunday. And in 2004, Roger Federer became the number one ranked men's singles player, and he held the record for 237 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is what? 4+ years.
Yeah.
That's
about
a long time.
4.5 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So that's a day in history, which seems to have some basic people getting their acts together one way or the other. I mean, you had tennis and New York and Gold Rush, and I don't know, they somehow seemed related. I don't, maybe not. So you want to talk about, did you like any of the ads on the Super Bowl?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said before, I think the McDonald's one was pretty solid, although most of them, I just wasn't
I didn't think there was anything very innovative.
Yeah.
I thought I liked the Mindy one. I liked the Throw Like a Girl one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that's getting the most controversy is the Nationwide one about the kid, the cute kid, who says, "I'll never get married." And it was sort of like a 9-year-old having kind of a temper tantrum, as "I'll never get to sail around the world, I'll never get to fly."
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out it was a commercial not really to sell life insurance, but to point out that the major cause of death of children is household accidents.
Mm.
And that was, I mean, it was kind of startling, because here you're sort of being swept along by this cute you know, face kid who's doing all this stuff. I mean, they've got like an 8 or 9 year old dressed in a tux and sort of in a vaguely flying machine and sailing around the world with his black lab. And then it says it's because I died.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it with a little girl later on as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an important thing. I would have liked it if they, and I don't think they did, if they had a website that you could go to say, here's how to prevent childhood accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I thought a lot of the commercials, too, were, at least the ones early on, were a lot, there was a lot of, like, dad and father-themed ones, you know what I mean, where they kind of had that type of tone to it. And
my daughter saw ones that seemed to be trying to make women feel that the NFL didn't hate them.
Yeah.
And again, I think it had nothing to do with the NFL. To my knowledge, they have no control whatsoever over any of the ad content.
Yeah.
Except their own public service announcements. I also thought, I mean, the Budweiser one with the puppy is always cute, and this year they had a wolf, but they've done that one before.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that was,
it was that one was pretty solid, but it's.
I thought a lot of them were derivative. The Liam Neeson one was kind of interesting.
I missed the Liam Neeson one.
The Liam Neeson one is he's playing a video game, which I think is called Clash of the Clowns, and he's saying, you know, that I'm going to come after you, and you know they pan up to him saying I'm going to come after you, and you're going to. Because I want revenge, and you're going to beg for mercy, but there will be no mercy. And he's doing his Taken 3 kind of Liam Neeson-esque thing.
Uh-huh.
And then someone says, Lemon, you know, he's in a coffee place, and they said, Lemon, your muffin is ready. So he said, it's Liam.
Did he drop the, I will find you, and I will kill you, or
crush
whatever?
You, yeah. I mean, it's the same lines.
Yeah.
I mean, Clash of the Clowns. I actually have that on my computer for a while, or my smartphone. I didn't quite get it, but maybe that's because I'm not heavily into revenge or something. I don't know what the problem was. There was another one that the Lego one. There was a lot of were sort of derivative from movies.
Mm-hmm.
So there was one other one that I thought was sort of interesting in a bizarre kind of way, but I can't remember what it was at this moment. But taking off on somebody's persona, the car ads, I thought. I don't know. I just thought that it wasn't terribly imaginative this year.
Yeah.
They're still going to have to decide what to do about the inflated balls, I guess. Oh, that was the other one. What was that? There was a thing that the tacky one that had the blue ball there. And I still don't know. See, that's the problem. I did this before in my program, is that I would call up and say to people, tell me your favorite and least favorite ad. And with the favorite ad, they could describe it in great detail, but they couldn't tell you what the product was. The most irritating ad, they could always tell you what the product was. And advertising courses used to use that in their classes as an example of good advertising isn't necessarily interesting. It's just, you know, it's repetitive and irritating. But so I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was... sort of the idea about taking off after the inflatable footballs. So I thought that was hilarious, but I don't remember the product, so I guess they failed. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late. Before you get sick, or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Jennifer, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. Such a pleasure to speak to you.
Thanks. How may I help you?
I'm a long-time listener and first-time caller to your show and kind of nervous.
Well, I promise the nerves will go away. I promise.
Good. Well, thanks very much for speaking with me. I'm calling because... I think I need the advanced course in Stupid and Cheerful for dealing with my in-laws.
Okay.
They're very, very challenging. I'm 34 years old. I'm married to a wonderful woman. She's 31.
Okay.
We live close by to where her family lives, and she's pretty involved with them.
How long have you guys been married?
About a year and a half.
Okay, and how long have you been
together? We've been together almost 10 years at this point.
Okay. Do you have kids together?
And no.
Okay.
The issue that's really weighing on my mind right now is that we're going to a wedding of a family friend of hers this weekend.
Okay.
And predictably, her parents have had a little bit of an outburst around. She changed her hairstyle recently. She actually cut it short maybe 8 months ago and then dyed it platinum blonde very recently. And we happened to see them at a different family function over the weekend, and they completely lost it. Wouldn't talk to her, wouldn't talk to me, were storming around, leaving the room.
Because of her haircut?
Changed that. Because of her hair color, actually. The cut was about a three-week blow-up several months ago when it happened. But now the color.
Okay.
The color.
What color is her hair ordinarily?
Ordinarily, she's a brunette.
Okay.
And now she's platinum blonde.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's cute.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't quite like it 100% how it came out, but it's a cute haircut. It's very stylish. It's eye-catching, and I think maybe that's the problem. Anyway, they were saying, we don't want to go to the wedding. We don't want to be seen with you. You got to tone down. You got to dye this color. And so I'm looking for advice personally what to do about dealing with these in-laws, but also any advice for this situation. Like, is it crazy to dye your hair to appease somebody, to go to someone else's wedding, or...
Well, you know,
is that a good move under the circumstance?
If your wife was 14 or 13 or something, I could understand this. But I mean, it sounds like there's a larger issue here that has nothing to do with haircut or hair color. It has to do with the kind of emotional independence from our parents. And to be quite honest, it sounds to me that the woman in question has not quite made that leap. What I'm going to tell you bottom line is that you have to stay out of this because this is something that she needs to deal with her parents and probably should have been dealt with at least a decade ago. But, you know, we deal with things when we can deal with things. And it's certainly not to say that our parents at any age can't. I've told my favorite story is my mother, when I do television, always says, "Oh, honey, I like your hair the way you had it last time." No matter what it was, it's always the way it was last time. And, but, you know, I've just sort of gotten used to that and sort of understand that if it's not exactly funny, at least I can joke about it. And it sounds to me that part of the issue is your wife actually thinking about changing her hair color for the wedding?
Yeah.
Okay. But see, that speaks to the larger issue that I'm really focused on, which is at some point she's going to have to understand that working for parental approval is kind of futile at some point because
right. I think actually they won't approve no matter what, so it's not so much about the
exactly
as to
well, but
avoid
that,
the eye rolling and the huffing and puffing
yeah,
at the event itself.
That's my point exactly. Is that's I was talking earlier about ammunition, and that's the strongest ammunition that parents have is just withholding their approval. And if we sort of at some point past adolescence still adhere to that model, we're going to be in trouble because especially as our parents get older, they're going to withhold more and more because it's the only tool they really have. They have no real power other than that. They can't, I suppose they can write us out of the will, but they can't send us to our room anymore. They can't ground us. All they can do is roll their eyes and cut us out of the will and be disapproving. So at some point, as human beings, as adults, we have to learn that we can love our parents, we can respect our parents, but we don't necessarily have to work for their approval any longer. We have to listen to that inner voice. You may be able to play this for your wife, but you probably can't tell it to her because she's going to get angry with you. And she's going to say, you don't know what you're talking about. Just because you don't have a great relationship with your parents doesn't mean you can poison mine. And so you don't really want to go there. But that is the issue. Not her hair color, not that they're difficult, but that she hasn't really made that emotional transition into loving her parents, but understanding her parents and understanding that they may have one worldview for her, but she is entitled to her own worldview. And it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a fight to the death, but it has to be a sense of, I know mom and dad aren't going to approve of this. And also, I suppose I should add, not doing things to purposefully piss them off, that we don't, you know, that we neither adhere to their rules slavishly, nor do we rebel against them equally slavishly just because we're feeling that we have to show that we're a grown-up, that we, in fact, become grown-ups, and we listen to that inner voice that says, huh, I think I'll try this. You know, I'm not sure if Jen's going to like it, and I'm not sure if my folks are going to like it, but I want to try it. And she deals with you about that. She deals with her parents about it. She deals with her employer about it. Because, and hopefully she's not doing things like getting facial tattoos, which, you know, are a little bit more permanent. But, so having said that sort of general thing, I don't think this is about hair color. I don't think it's about haircut. I don't even think it's about the wedding. It's about she having to make that transition from sort of caring hugely what her parents think and say and being influenced hugely by it to more taking into consideration but making her own decisions based on her own needs. Number one. Number two, what can you do about it? Stay out of it, because this is the transition she has to make. And if you're not careful, because of her personality structure, she's going to make you into the parents. So she will have you sort of towing off against her parents, which means you lose big time. Because, number one, you've been manipulated. Number two, you'll be roundly disliked by her folks because they will legitimately view you as taking their daughter away from them. She's going to have to make this transition on her own. So when she comes to you and says, I can't believe they don't like it, you can either remain mute and just listen, or you can say, did you really think they were going to? Because that is the obvious question. In terms of the wedding, go to the wedding. If they roll their eyes, they roll their eyes. The whole thing about a wedding is that they are, in fact, crisis rites. That's their, in every society, which means they bring out huge emotions. Births, deaths, so funerals and weddings, and bar mitzvahs and christenings all fall into that category. But this really isn't your issue, and it's not even that they are difficult or not difficult. It's that she has not made that transition into being a full-fledged grown-up. I love my parents. I'm certainly happier when they approve of what I do, but when they don't, I can deal with that. It's not the end of my world. I will take their opinion into consideration, but mine trumps theirs.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Brown.
You're most welcome, Cookie. Have fun at the wedding. Realize that they are crisis rites. Okay, and you can play. You'll have this in about an hour, so you can download it, and she can listen to it, and then she can decide how she wants to deal with her parents about it. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Yeah, that whole thing of understanding that somebody only has the right to bully us if we're willing to be bullied, whether it's talking about a parent or a spouse or a teacher or a sib, that once you decide, look, I love you and I care about you, but we can agree to disagree, then you're in a whole different emotional place. As long as you're asking somebody to approve of what you're doing, all they have to do to be incredibly powerful in your world is either grant you the largesse of their praise or withhold it. And they can go back and forth, and they don't even have to be necessarily consciously manipulative to do that, or wicked or mean. All they have to do, because it's nearly instinctive. I mean, kids do it. Babies do it. Watch a baby sort of be gurgly and adorable and smiley and mommy, I love you, until they don't get what they want, and then they'll say, I hate you. Right? That's the two-year-old phenomenon. So it's an instinctive part of probably primate behavior, but certainly human behavior, of alternating praise and withdrawing. It's not even necessarily punishment, although it can be, but it's quite often just being there and then withdrawing, being there and withdrawing. And you can see it in even in healthy relationships, but hopefully it's to a lesser extent. But the clue is not the person who's giving or receiving, or giving or withholding the attention. It's the person who's receiving it. And you have to decide how crucial it is to the relationship, how crucial it is to you. And once it's not so crucial, then you can apply stupid and cheerful. Then you can say, oh, you're so clever, or, you know, I just love you when you behave like this. So you can do whatever you want. And you don't have to practice the same kabuki dance. You don't have to do the approach avoidance thing that they're doing. But understand, as long as you're asking for someone's approval, all they have to do is withhold it, and you're in deep doo-doo. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, great time to get in touch with me. I sort of hesitate to do my usual please don't call me in the last 3 minutes because it doesn't seem to work all that well. What can I tell you? 855-99-37569. But you're still welcome to call me whenever you'd like and certainly email me. And we have a bunch of emails that came in over the weekend. So I guess that's quite often when the crises happen, right? That's when we're home with our loved ones and our significant others, and quite often things get a little complicated. So if you're certainly welcome to give me a call over the weekend and just leave a message or say, please call me back, or you can send me an email. And that's what people have done. So let's knock off, or I shouldn't say knock off. All right, let's talk about, let's do an email.
Let's indeed. This is an email from Maria. She says, hi, Dr. Joy. I've been a listener via podcast for a few years. Great advice. Thank you for your show. I have an issue maybe you can help me with. I've been going to a local gym since retirement day, 12/31/2013. I have lost 30 to 35 pounds in a year.
Wow.
And currently starting to actually look pretty good. I have a stalker at the gym for a few weeks, and I'm feeling kind of creepy. My question is how to put a stop to this unwanted attention.
It would be really helpful to know exactly how the person is stalking you. Almost, are they only stalking you at the gym? Are they stalking you outside the gym? But and are they verbally saying something to you? So I'm going to have to make up the scenario, unless you'd like to call and give me more details, which would be incredibly helpful. But basically, I mean, if they're calling you on the phone, presumably they're not, because they don't have your phone number, and you certainly would not give them your phone number. If they're seeing you at the gym, maybe one of the things that you could do is change the hours when you're at the gym. If they come over and chat at you when you're working out, one of the things you might say is, listen, I really need to concentrate on my workout, and I know you're just being friendly, but I would really prefer being able to just focus on my workout. And that should be pretty obvious. I don't know whether you're single or married. You haven't sort of mentioned. And it may be that unconsciously, I'm not certainly suggesting that unconsciously you may be sort of saying, or maybe at the beginning, when, I mean, you must be feeling wonderful about yourself, and you may be sending out that kind of vibe of, gee, I feel wonderful about myself, which can be very seductive. There was this kind of alarming study done about 5 years ago that showed both men and women pictures of smiling women. And women routinely said, oh, she's friendly. And men routinely said, she's coming on to me. She wants to have sex. So men and women interpret just friendliness completely differently than each other. So maybe sort of just being a little less friendly, saying, look, I really need to work out. I really need to focus on this. Maybe having a workout partner with you, somebody that you feel comfortable around, maybe of the same sex, maybe of a different sex, who just says, look, I'd really like you to work out with me, so because I'm getting this kind of unwelcome attention. Certainly saying, I don't know what he's saying, and I assume it's a he. They just said stalker. Did it say male or female?
It did not indicate that.
Yeah. I guess my assumption is it's probably male for no particular reason. Of saying, listen, I really need to focus, as I said, having somebody else work out with you. If he's saying something uncomfortable, you can certainly go to management and say, I'd appreciate it if you would ask him to leave me alone. But you probably are going to be more effective at doing that than somebody else is saying, I don't want to be rude, but I really need to focus by myself, and I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't talk to me. I mean, you could certainly say something like that. As I said, you could change the time that you work out. I suppose, in theory, you could change the gym that you work out. And I know that's hard to do once you feel like you've gotten a good rhythm and your workout is being successful. Try just looking a little less friendly. Just, and because someone talks to you, most of us have been raised to be good little girls. And so if someone talks to us, we feel we have to make eye contact and we have to smile and we have to respond. But we don't. You can just ignore this person. You can wear headphones, which is maybe a good idea. So even though, and most of us can hear through our headphones, even if somebody's talking to us, and especially if they get in our peripheral vision, or they're sort of standing in front of us, but you can just ignore him. And if he touches you, you could say, please don't touch me. And I think if you just appear a little less friendly, that may very well work. If you feel that he's truly threatening to you, I think you have to say something to somebody, and you could certainly say something to somebody at the gym. You don't presumably want him following you out to the parking lot or to your car or following you home or anything of that sort. So I don't know how much of a threat this is. If you feel threatened in any way, if you feel that, I mean, obviously you feel uncomfortable using the word stalking, but try just saying, please, I'd appreciate it if, I really need to work out and I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't talk to me. Try working out with somebody else there. If you have either a male or female friend that can come with you to the gym, that might work to just serve as a buffer. If you feel genuinely unsafe, I think you have to say something to somebody. But saying just, and you don't have to be overly polite, you just have to be very firm of, I really need, I'm very uncomfortable with you talking with me. Just something as simple as that. But you do need to differentiate between something that just seems a little untoward and something that seems genuinely threatening. And don't confuse the two. And you don't have to be polite. All right? And again, most of us have gotten used to just sort of being friendly and smiling at people and making eye contact and feeling if somebody talks to us, we have to talk back to them. But it's not true. You don't have to do any of the above. All right? And again, if you need some more detail for me to know some more details, then giving me a call is not a bad idea, okay? 855-993-7569. And sometimes without even being aware of it, we can just be so excited about the fact that we're losing weight and we're feeling better about ourselves that we can actually be sending out kind of a GRNIQ kind of message to the universe. And that turns out to be relatively seductive. If you think about it, if you go to a party and somebody just seems to be kind of just glowing, you know, that they're just really happy or they're feeling like they really look great tonight or that they've just had a really great day, I think we are instinctively drawn to that person. And so it may be vaguely innocent on both of your parts. It may be that you're just feeling really good about your weight loss and really happy about being at the gym and accomplishing this goal. And he may be misinterpreting it, but it's okay for you to be less than cordial about setting him straight about it. But you may want to try setting him straight before you go to somebody else. So he doesn't say, look, I don't know what she's talking about, or she never said anything, or, she agreed to go out for coffee with me, or she always smiles at me, or something of that. So you want to make it very clear that you're really not interested, and don't worry about hurting somebody's feelings if you're really feeling he's a stalker, because what you want to do is you're not trying to engage him, you're trying to discourage him. All right? Again, more information would be helpful. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program, which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.